The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joey. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You had a great Memorial weekend, I hope.
I did. You know, it's always good to reflect, and I think there's so many great things that people do to kind of honor all the ones that have fallen so that we can do what we do, so that you can be on the radio, and I can be on the radio, and I can serve the people. And, you know, this, it all comes with a price.
Yes,
it does. I've been listening this morning, and I know price is what everybody's talking about. So different kind of price, right?
Yes.
Like, this is the ultimate price.
Yes, that's for sure. That is for sure. I had a chance to talk with some friends who had served, and we had some friends over to remember and to just talk about the true meaning of Memorial Day. And I sat there and I listened to a couple of guys that I have great respect for who did wear the uniform. I never served in the military. And, you know, just to hear them talk about both of these guys, one in particular was in the middle of combat in Vietnam. And just to hear the stories and the sacrifices, it really brings home what Memorial Day really meant. So it was a time to reflect and to appreciate those who make it possible for me to sit here and run my big mouth every morning.
well, we love hearing your opinion, Joey. But, you know, we want to have everybody keep in their prayers for anybody who didn't see. You know, Governor Abbott has asked South Carolina's National Guard to come down and help them with the border, with this yes. horrific border crisis. And so we'll be sending South Carolina troops down to the border to assist, along with some other states, along with side by side with Texas National Guard. So for everybody to keep our men and women right here from South Carolina right. in their prayers, because it's a dangerous situation down there. You just saw where more drugs, I think it was $35 million worth of meth, was confiscated just yesterday. And so, you know, there's a lot of bad things happening down there.
Yeah.
And we really need to keep them in our prayers.
If you look at the numbers of what's happening in Texas, they have spent more than $4.5 billion on border security operations since March of 2021. That is a lot of money. That's money that they had not planned to spend on border security, because it'd be hard to budget to know exactly what you're going to do. But the people of Texas just have to absorb that. I mean, they just have to absorb that in their normal operations. Think about that in South Carolina. If we had to spend over $4 billion of money that we really shouldn't have to spend, but we did, I mean, that would be tough to overcome.
It would be very hard to overcome, and shame on the federal government for allowing that. But that's just another great example, Joey, on how state government is the last line of defense when we have really bad federal policies.
Yeah.
So, I think it's come to light. You know, you and I have talked about this in the past, how it's come to light more than ever why state government and your state elective leaders and your local leaders, those are the leaders that are closest to you and your family. And those are the leaders that really solve the most problems in your day-to-day life, the problems that are at your kitchen table. Because when the federal government can't do it, states have to step in. So just very proud that South Carolina is defending it, because we're all border states now, Joey.
That's right.
They're coming over. They're moving around. We know catch and release is real. They're being, moved to other states. And the hypocrisy of when, just imagine you have all this influx into Texas, and Texas sends 5,000 to Chicago or New York, and their whole system breaks down. or sends 20 to Martha's Vineyard, the sanctuary city, right? And yeah. and their whole infrastructure breaks down. They're all reeling because it's easy to say, oh, yeah, we should do this and we should help until it sits in your backyard and you have to come up with the funding and you have to figure out where to put people. We are 10,000 homes short of break even in the upstate. When you talk, to the Builders Association, we're 10,000. We can't house everybody who needs and wants a house that has a job that is a U.S. citizen. We can't build homes fast enough. Now, can you imagine the what we do to our infrastructure when we dump more people into that and we have to be accountable for housing? And these are people that we're going to have to figure out how to pay for it for.
Right. Exactly.
The problem becomes overwhelming, and it's systemic, and it keeps growing, but nobody's looking at the big picture, right? Because they don't want us to, because the Democrats have talking points and bumper sticker issues, and they just want to throw those sound bites out, but they don't look at the real impact on communities, on states, on individuals. Like, what does this do to us when our taxes have to go up? Because like you said, at the end of the day, nothing's free.
Yeah,
everything has to be paid for.
Yep, and the people of Texas and us. I mean, it will. And I'm so happy that you and Governor McMaster are helping Texas Governor Greg Abbott by sending some of our National Guard troops there. But in the end, that cost us as well. It cost all of us, all because Joe Biden and the Democrats won't step up and do what's right, and that's close our borders and give the border patrol the authority to stop them, to keep them from coming into our country.
You're absolutely right, but I think if this was put to a vote, the people of South Carolina would rather spend the money to protect our nation than they would for putting. I saw some of the things this morning on the news that the wasteful spending that happens at the federal level, putting cats on treadmills in Russia, sending money. I mean, this is stuff we have to find a way of calling it out and putting names to these things, right? So yes. Phil Smith put that in, and he got $100 million to put cats on treadmills, and he's proud of that. Then his name should be on that, and it should be out there for the public to see. It should go back to his state and let everybody look at what he's putting on there, what's being voted on, and who voted with it. But they bury this stuff so deep in bills, it's hard. I would love to see some action committee just continuously do that, to where it was an easy way to figure out ridiculous spending and who did it.
Yes.
Because that's what the American people need to see, is who is accountable for this.
Yeah, and that's the name of the game, and that's why, as we have watched this debate in the nation's capital over the past few weeks over the debt ceiling and our budget, that's why I heard one rep, and I forget who it was now, he was asked a question, though, about certain cuts and why they couldn't be deeper, and his response was, well, it's complicated. Well, it doesn't have to be complicated. I mean, it's actually pretty simple. You spend, what is it within your means? I mean, we all have our family budgets, and we don't keep running the credit cards up, and that's exactly what our federal government is doing. And there just has to be a stop. Now, I know that Speaker McCarthy is pretty proud of what they were able to do this time. Some of his colleagues not so happy. I mean, we had, if you look at the votes, we had four of our congressional delegation, Congressman Fry, Mace, Norman, and Timmons, who voted no. There was just a lot of people not happy with that. Of course, Senator Lindsey Graham saying last night to Sean Hannity that he has some ideas when the bill lands in the Senate as far as defense spending. So it's not a complicated situation. It's really simple. We got to get back to thinking about balancing the budget.
Well, and you know, Joey, you know, my grandparents all came from Poland. My oldest, Amanda, she did a study abroad in Poland. And it was interesting because when you look at a country who is really poor and who has been poor and they got leaders in, they have a law that they can only spend, I think it's 80% of what they take in. Yeah. It is a lot. Like, they cannot, you know, they have to save. Like, they have to save for a rainy day fund. You know, here in South Carolina, we don't talk about it much. We have the largest rainy day fund that we've ever had in the history of our state. And it's because of good fiscal leadership. Because yeah. we know that money's not going to always pour in. You can come into a recession. Heaven forbid we ever have something happen like happened in 2020 with COVID. I mean, you have to save, just like we all do. You have to have a savings yep. account. You have to do, even it, my dad used to say the first thing you should do is pay yourself when you get your paycheck, even if it's only $10 a week. Put it aside because you never know when you're going to need it.
Right.
And we need to get our federal government back on that same line of thinking that immigrants that came here thought about, right? Yep. We just have to get back to that. We've been spoiled for too long.
And I just do not understand why every one of those, every member of Congress, they have their own personal budgets. And sometimes maybe you let your credit card go up a little higher than you thought, but you pay it the next month. You know, you get it paid off. Every one of those members of Congress have their own personal budgets. They know what they do. We at local levels, and as you just mentioned, at the state level, we spend within our means. So why is it that the federal government can't do the same?
Well, I think we need to get back to accountability. And I think if you're bold enough to put up some kind of, I keep going back to it because it stands out in my mind. You know, if you're going to put aside hundreds of million dollars to have cats running on treadmills, then you need to own that. And you need to explain to the people why that was a good way to spend their money. Because I'm venture to say they wouldn't think it was a good way to spend their money.
I think you're probably right there.
It's just the accountant in me, Joey. I know I'm a very simplistic person when it comes to adding and subtracting, but it's really easy math. It's not complicated. They want to say it's complicated, but it's not. You cut the waste out of spending, and you get down to what's manageable, and it's really easy. It's addition and subtraction. Most of our second and third graders would be able to explain that to them if they needed to.
Exactly. You're paid a certain amount for your allowance, and you know when you go to the store, you can't spend more than what you made that week. So real easy. Yes.
Lieutenant, we're simplistic people, Joey, but it seems to work for us.
I know. We just need to go to Washington and straighten them all out. So
there we go. You let's take the show on the road. Me and you. I'll co-host with you.
There you go. We'll do that. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evett, always a pleasure. We'll talk again next week. Have a safe weekend.
Thanks, Joey. God bless.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.